Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you, Joshua. I'm Dave Cohen. At 10 minutes after 5 a.m., it's the early edition of WWL First News. It's July. It's the 15th. It's 2020. And yes, thank goodness, it is Hump Day. Yes, we always like to give you your chance to do the hump here on the early edition of WWL First News. I said I was going to do my taxes yesterday, but I figured why not procrastinate till the very last day? As long as I was going to do it right up to the deadline, I may as well take it right to the deadline, right?
Yeah, of course.
I've actually already done all the paperwork. I just have to hit the submit button and actually pay Uncle Sam. So there's that. So I will do that, I don't know, sometime before midnight today. Got to pay the state, too. The deadline the same for the state with the extensions from the coronavirus. So there's that. $250 available for many workers who were considered essential, who kept on working through the coronavirus pandemic as it began here in Louisiana. The first 200,000 people who apply and are eligible will get that money. We have a link on our website at WWL.com to how to get the information and to get that money. It's for a variety of different workers, but you know what I'm hearing more than anything from people? Is those people who were left out, who feel like they should have gotten the money and don't. The biggest one is restaurant workers who continued to work even when most restaurants were closed to actual patrons. That they feel like they should have been involved in that. But it will be almost everybody who works in a hospital or healthcare setting is eligible. Anybody who is a first responder is eligible. Anybody who worked in sanitation is eligible. It's a long list of who does and can get the money. And we have that posted for you at WWL.com so you can find out if you get the $250. The second biggest complaint I hear from people is, wait, it's only $250? Yeah. So there's that. But nonetheless, you can apply starting today, and they encourage everybody to go ahead and do that. I've got to talk about this story that we heard at the end of the news from CBS. Essentially, Burger King is trying to help farmers develop cows that fart about one-third less.
Oh, is this a greenhouse gas kind of issue?
Yeah, Burger King is staging an intervention with its cows. The chain has rebalanced the diet of cows by adding lemongrass in a bid to limit bovine contributions to climate change. By tweaking their diet, Burger King says that it believes it can reduce a cow's daily methane emissions by about 33%.
The adding lemongrass?
Yes.
I was going to say, there's no a company like Burger King would want it to be as cheap as possible to feed the cows, and I know mostly those kind of farms do the corn-based food, and that's part of the problem.
Yeah, apparently that makes them gassier.
If it was grass-fed Burger King burgers, they're going to be a whole lot more expensive.
Cows emit methane as a byproduct of their digestion. Methane emissions from livestock compromise more than a quarter of the emissions from the agricultural sector. With an over-the-top social media campaign that teeters between vulgarity and science, Burger King is banking on the heightened awareness of climate change and its responsibility to limit its own role.
Does this mean Burger King wasn't doing so well with the Impossible Whopper?
No, I don't know. That's a good question. I think that helps limit emissions, too, because they're using less beef if people are buying more plant-based burgers. But, yeah, I mean, this is very clearly they're saying, hey, our cows fart too much, so we're going to give them lemongrass, and hopefully that will reduce their emissions.
Does that work for people, too?
Yeah, I think it does, I guess. I mean, why wouldn't it? I wonder if it makes the beef taste a little bit more lemony as a result.
lemon's not something I squeeze on
no,
beef.
I don't think it has any effect on it either, but, you know, just a thought. Lemongrass, cows. Anyway, whatever. Does that make you more likely to go buy a burger at Burger King if you think, oh, look at that, they're being socially and environmentally conscious by helping, by reducing their cow emissions? You think that will help the company in terms of its public perception, and will people buy more Burger King burgers because they have cows that fart less? They must be banking on that. Thank you, Joshua. We'll talk to you after the news at 5:30 with more here on WWL. Up next, we'll see just how much rain we get today and how much that'll take the edge off of the intense heat we've had. No heat advisory today. I don't remember the last time that happened. And we'll also get sports with Steve Geller for you on your hump day.